This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
They got a serious shot. And here's the, I don't know if it's exciting for us. Well, it's exciting to a certain extent for everybody, but for some people, it might not be. And those some people, not belly of some, but some people, I don't know how many people caught that one. Anyway, if you're Inter Miami, you're not going to be happy about this, because if you are battling for a playoff spot and you have one, well, the Dolphins being really good, that's bad news for you. The Miami Heat, who own this town, okay? They own this town. With all the success they've had, they've been the marquee franchise in this town for 25 years, and there is zero discussion about that. We're not even talking about it, okay? By miles. They are the creme de la creme. But even Heat ball takes a backseat to the Dolphins if the Dolphins are good. So if the Dolphins beat the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, the mania for the Dolphins is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And by the way, remember, you 15-year-olds, you 20-year-olds, 25, 30, 35, 40, you have no idea what it's like in this town when the Dolphins are great. None. Panthers, man, they just had their media day. And they're not getting any shade whatsoever. They're not getting any love. They're getting shade. Why? Because the Dolphins are playing and playing well. It's going to be great for the fan base. One, the Dolphin fan base deserves this and so much more. Our Dolphin fan base deserves a lot. But I'm telling you, if they do go out there and start becoming a good team, that's bad news for all the other teams out there. Like, Heat basketball will not matter till late January or February. Because that's how it's been a few times when they've had a decent team over the last 25 years. There's been enough buzz that'll carry you, and then you, oh, okay, now I'll start following basketball. Where we at least follow basketball all throughout. Summer league, regular season, playoffs, whatever. It's always on our radar because they're the ones that win. They're the ones that are a great franchise year in and year out. But the Dolphins have the power that no team has in this town. None. And if they are great, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Maybe not for some of the pro teams locally, because they're going to feel a little bit of the cold shoulder. I mean, yesterday you have your media day, but most of the media is at Dolphins camp. I mean, it was packed yesterday. We were there. What would you say, about 25 media members? About 25?
It was packed.
You think they had 25 at the Marlins?
No.
Do you think they had 25 at the Marlins, Inter, and the Panthers combined?
No.
Exactly. I mean, Jordan McPherson can only be at one event. I hate to say it. And I saw it. He was at hockey.
I mean, when you have, you know, the four-letter network down here, they're sending people now down to Dolphins camp. That tells you something.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Darlington was there yesterday.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
Darlington, and there was one more, right? There was another national person there. It was a writer.
I think there was another writer from the network.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they had national people.
So we're getting, you know, more attention and more eyes on. I mean, so.
Well,
and that's only going to increase.
The talk shows are loaded now. Yeah, the talk shows are finally.
I'm watching TV right now, and it was they were talking Tua again.
Right.
Looks like it's the – I think that's the network. I think it's – yeah, it is NFL Network getting ready for tonight's game. Again, more Tua coverage.
Right. And it's fun. It's fun to see that. And listen, as we've talked about this many times. I want young fans to have a lot of fun and success. They deserve it, man. They need it. And the entire Dolphin fan base, us older fans, we'd like to enjoy some really good times again, man. We have not enjoyed good times in a long time. And when we say good times, we're talking about like every year you're a good team. Every year you've got a shot at the playoffs. And then once in a while you got a shot to be a contender for the Super Bowl. That's what we're used to. I'd like to get back to that. And it'd be so cool to see Mike McDaniel bring that back. But, yeah, the success of the Dolphins will come at a cost for the other teams. And if you want to get the attention, you're going to have to be exceptional. So the Panthers and the Heat are going to have to be exceptional to take away attention from football. Although I will say this, while I'm looking forward to the Heat season in a big-time way, because I think I'm intrigued by can Oladipo really turn into the guy? Because now that you have given him the green light to become that guy now, so I'm intrigued by that. And then Panthers, Kachuk, oh, my God. I cannot wait to watch that guy. But I'm a hardcore sports fan, and I love all our local teams. And just like the Dolphins – I desperately want the Panthers to win. Desperately. That's such a great ownership group. Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu, God bless those guys. They do so much. They spend their money. They're trying. They deserve it. But nobody deserves success more than Dolphin fans. They have suffered like so much for 25 years now that they deserve a really, really good team. But it is, if it becomes a good team, you guys are going to see what craziness is. Because this town is going to lose it. Absolutely lose it if the Dolphins are great. You're going to see the kind of buzz and the kind of emotion behind it that you've never seen. And I think it'll be even bigger than it's ever been. Only because of social media and everything else that goes on, people are much more connected now than they used to be. You know, you would have to wait for the paper the next day to get the news. You get the news right away. You know, right there on your phone, it comes up. It's a different world, man. Different world.
I mean, especially now too. You don't have to just be in South Florida to get
right.
The buzz.
Right.
You know, like you're saying with social media, now you feel it everywhere.
Everywhere.
And they can also send that buzz from where they're at here as well through social media.
Exactly. I mean, this morning. We have people listening from all over the world, you know, and that's because they're South Florida fans. That's why what do we always say on this platform? To South Florida fans all over the world. You know, because I know that this program is not just about the people in South Florida. It's about South Florida fans all over the world because we're spread out all over the world. We're not only here. Some of you had to move. Some of you are living with family members, loved ones, job, whatever. You had to move, leave. Doesn't mean you don't love your Heat and your Dolphins, your Canes, your Marlins, your Panthers, your Inter, all that kind of stuff. And that's kind of what we are. We're the conduit to keeping you connected to your local teams. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So Dolphin football will dwarf a lot of things if it explodes.